Hi, thank you for calling General Design, LLC.
Thank you for calling Gemma. This is Omar. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Omar. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you, Tina?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. I left you a message a few days ago, but they had activated your budget to start the Google Guaranteed Leads or the local service ads, and that check payment came back from the bank as insufficient funds. So they're asking me to get another payment method from you.
Yeah, I'm actually waiting on a check from one of my clients that was returned.
Okay.
So and they just they said that they sent the check already through mail, but haven't received it yet. So I know after the 25th, right, it'll be an extra fee or something.
Yeah, that you're paid in full on your local SEO and your Facebook ads until March 26th, but the payment for the Google Guaranteed Leads, that's the one that we're having trouble with. And if you need a little bit of time on that one, that's okay. I can push that 785 one out till, you know, mid-April or, you know, another date. But because we don't have a valid payment method on file, they're going to be deactivating your website soon because we don't have any way to charge you on the 26th because once a check bounces, they don't allow us to process again on the same method. And that's for JenMarLLC.com.
Right.
For the website. And then this call tracking number also would be lost.
Okay, so
so what I'm saying is you don't have to pay the $785 today, right? So I can push that billing out until mid-April or whenever you think it'll work. But I do need to put the new payment on file to prevent the site from canceling and so that they can charge you on the 26th. Because right now the payment on the 26th won't go through because we have that check, which we're no longer, you know, authorized to use anymore. But if you have a debit card through the same account, then we can definitely use that.
Okay. So you guys did, we're able to charge for these months, right? Because they saw the charge
no.
on the account.
No, the last payment that actually went through was February 26th, and then the one that ran on March 6th or February 25th for the $785 for the local service ads, that's the one that came back from the bank on March 6th. So that one never processed.
That's for the Google Verified.
Right. Yeah, so they've paused those leads. They're, you know, you won't be getting any Google Verified leads until that one's taken care of. But I can push that one out a little bit if you need time. We just need to get the checking account off of here and put a different payment method in so that your payment for the 26th goes through. And then, you know, if you're able to take care of all of it next week, that's great. You could always let us know. But if not, okay. We would push that next billing out just so that it doesn't try to charge you for two, you know, on the 26th.
Okay. That sounds true. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then for the card that you're going to put on file, is it still the East Harmony Road for the billing address?
It's, no, it's 728. It's a different address.
Okay. 3028, you said?
No, 728.
728, got it.
Mangold Lane.
Mangold Lane?
Yeah.
Okay, Mangold Lane. Okay.
103 in Fort Collins, Colorado. and the zip code is 80524.
So it's 728 Mangold Lane, 103 Fort Collins, 80524.
That sounds correct.
Okay, and then go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
4788.
Mm-hmm.
219637557576.
Mm-hmm. 7576. Okay, expiration.
0927.
927, and then the code?
644.
644. Okay, you got it. So I'm going to take this 785 invoice, and I'll push the billing it out to what, maybe April 15th or something like that. But if you are able to pay it sooner, just let me know, and then we can start up those local service ads again, okay?
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for updating the payment method. So that way your payment for the 26th will go through smoothly. So in the meantime, have a really nice rest of your week too, okay?
You too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Omar. Bye-bye.